Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. In the studio with me again today is Laverne Kreider. Welcome again.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk again about a test of leadership that I think is really important. We're right almost at the end of 21 tests of leadership here, now for 21 straight weeks. And we're talking about the test of timing. So many times I look back over our lives, we had a vision from God, but sometimes we missed the timing, and that kind of messed things up. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything, and there's this timing test that we've got to pass because God's timing is always right. I know, especially for people who are visionary. You know, I'm a visionary person, so I see something, I think it's today, it's going to happen tomorrow, and maybe the Lord just giving it so we can marinate it for a while, you know, before the Lord, you know, and continue to pray and prepare, get the right structures in place for it to really happen. And so a leader will pass the timing test when he or she understands we must do the right thing at the right time. So really, timing is really, really, really important. It's in everything. You know, in business, a business can open too soon, prematurely, and go bankrupt, while another business flourishes because they waited on the right timing. Get the right people involved, get the right structures in place. And like as an author, I know how this works. An author can write a book that makes, you know, it really sells and does really well, and write another book that just stays on the shelf. But a lot of it has to do with timing. You see this throughout the Bible. You have Abraham, his son Isaac, you know, tied up and ready to offer him as a sacrifice, following God's command. When a ram, a substitute sacrifice, was caught in a nearby bush, it was timing. I mean, you know, Abraham was just obeying God, but in the timing of God, at the last minute, things changed. Joseph is a great example, and I want to talk more about Joseph on this podcast. Ananias in Damascus saw a vision to go to Straight Street and preach to this man named Saul, scary guy at that point. But, you know, he wasn't very eager to do it because he knew Saul was persecuting Christians, but it was the right timing. God had done the work in his heart, you know, and often we see people for the way we remember them in the past, but in the timing of God, God can change their hearts so they can be totally different today.
Yeah. And, you know, what you said is true. We have vision. Now, you're definitely more visionary than I am, but, you know, I still have vision.
Sure you do, a lot of vision.
And we get that pretty clear, and we know it, but I've seen over the years, in my 70-plus years, that what people mess up with, you know, and in Christ, we don't mess up. We just learn and keep on this journey. But yet what we struggle with is the timing. Often we get the timing wrong.
Yeah, so true.
And I've seen this over and over again. And because often God desires that we learn how to wait.
True.
You know, and I love one of my favorite scriptures in Psalms 32, where the psalmist says that he sings songs of deliverance over us and that he instructs us, he counsels us, he guides us. Oh, those are good words. With his eye upon us. And then it goes on to say, don't be like the horse or the mule. The horse just, you know, is chafing at the bit and just wants to go for it. Or the mule that's stubborn and holds back.
Right.
In other words, he's saying, listen, I'm guiding with my eye. Now stay in step with me. Just listen to me and hear me, because I want, there's a timing, because there's a bigger picture. I'm doing some amazing things, not only in your life, but in seeing the vision come about, because he's working in other people's lives as this vision is being, you know, formulated and coming to fruition, you know. So
true. Yeah, so often we have an idea. We get an idea from God or a vision from God, you know, whether it's for our family, whether it's for business, or whether it's for church or whatever. And we got this idea or this vision, and we want to do it right away. And I think the younger we are, it depends on our personality,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
But I think the younger we are, the more I look back, I just wanted to do things right away.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to wait on God for the right timing, for the right people
older,
to be in place.
We learn.
We do. We learn the hard way often.
Yeah.
You know, we see that in the scriptures. Moses
learn
learned
from experience.
Yeah. Exactly. Moses learned that the hard way. You know, he had the proper vision, deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, but he missed God's timing by 40 years. until he had the encounter with God at the burning bush, and he did deliver the children of Israel then out of Egypt. And of course, he missed God's time in the beginning when he killed an Egyptian. You know, he just took it into his own hands. That's often what we do. Again, it's, the vision was right. It's just the process is wrong, or we miss the timing of God in the whole thing.
And we've said many times here on this podcast that God is a God of process.
Right.
And God is really interested Correct. And delights in process in our lives.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus went through the timing test.
Yeah.
You know, he worked with his father, you know, for all those years up till he was 30.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't, even he was at the wedding in Cana, and his mother said, you know, now's the time. He wasn't sure, but, he realized now was the time. He took his mother's input on that. And again, it was the timing of God. And then things began to move quickly after that, because, of course, he saw so many miracles and built his disciples and all the things that he did. But he learned so much those years with his father, you know, and we're not quite sure what he did or what it all meant.
Manual labor.
Manual labor of some kind. Exactly. And I mentioned, I want to just talk about Joseph for a minute. I mean, Joseph, we talked about Joseph a bit before, you know, on this 21 test series. But Joseph is one of my favorite people in the Bible because, I mean, Joseph had the vision. He, you know, he's a young man.
He had dreams.
He had the dreams, and his father finally said, look, there was pride involved, you know, and just calm down. But, you know, it actually did happen. But he went through the whole process again and again, you know, of his brothers hating him and putting him in the hole, selling him as a slave, you know, being hired by Potiphar in Egypt. And then Potiphar's wife, of course, you know, tried to get him to be involved immorally with her. And he said, no, you know, how can I do anything that would dishonor the Lord? And, you know, then ends up in prison because you lied about him. And I mean, this poor guy, God was using this process in his life. So at the right time, he was out of prison. He became a second command of all of Egypt. It's just an amazing, amazing story. Even though he felt forgotten in jail, we often feel forgotten. You know, in the midst of a vision, a dream, or something God's given us, and it doesn't quite work out the way we thought. Well, God may have a bigger vision, something bigger that we haven't even seen. I say bigger from God's perspective. We have our idea about what bigger is. God has another idea about what bigger is. And we can trust him. I know Joyce Meyer once said on her television program, she said, and I'm not sure if I totally agree with this or not, but I think it's worth saying. She said, God's timing and how long we have to wait is based on how well we behave while we're waiting. And I get what she's saying, because really, God's teaching us in that process.
He's training us. He's trying to get our attention for something bigger than we see.
Exactly. You know, Genesis 8:22 says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seasons. And life is filled with chapters and seasons that we got to learn to, you know, discern God's timing in it. And nothing is by coincidence. Nothing's by luck. It's all by the providence of God. And we simply need to realize God has a plan. He has a purpose for everything that he does, and we can trust him.
And not to be afraid of those hard seasons, the desert, you know, the disciplines of the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
Because almost always, because he's always purposeful, that he's training us. He's trying to get our attention. And it's often this time of waiting when we get this vision, or we want to see something happen. We want to see it happen yesterday. But God's saying, oh, there's some things I want to teach you.
Right.
And often it's in the desert experiences where we learn his character. You know, Abraham, when he was walking up with Isaac to lay, as you shared, that's to Isaac on the altar.
Right.
I mean, that was a hard season for him. And he didn't know what was happening. But God revealed himself for the first time as Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. And God will always, if we will listen, reveal his character to us. He'll reveal something fresh and new to us about his character during those tough times, during those hard times. So let's not be afraid of those waiting times, because, you know, it is in the waiting that often God is doing the amazing work and preparing not only us, as I said, but also other people around us to see that the vision fulfilled, you know, whatever it is. Or even if we have a desire to see some things change in our families, our children, or in the church, God is at work, because mm-hmm. Jesus said, I'm always at work. Mm. And so we can walk in that assurance and peace yep. in that.
Exactly. You know, last week I was in the mountains of South Dakota with a group of about a dozen younger pastors mm-hmm. and by one of my dear friends. And we took a couple of days, and, you know, I'm in my 70s now. And the leader of the group said, just write down your questions. They wrote down all these questions for me. And I realized, you know, as we went through question after question, about leadership and what we saw God do over the years, on and on, realize how much of this all depended on the timing and the seasons of God.
Oh, yes.
You know, really, you know, you'd remember well when we first were involved in planning the first church. After about a year, maybe half a year, we looked at each other one day and thought and said, wouldn't it be amazing if by the time we're 80, this church would go to 200 people? You know, mm-hmm. and we had no idea.
In those days,
ended up being a global movement of 26 countries and 1,100 plus churches, et cetera. But so much of that was in the process of God's timing, you know, getting the right teams in place, and it's all the timing of God. And so,
for us to learn to walk in intimacy with God each day,
exactly.
staying in step with Him. You know, we had vision, but it wasn't like we had this huge blueprint of vision.
Exactly.
You know, it was just like, okay, where are you going, Lord? And just listening and just as he's counseling us
yep.
and just being like, you know, in step with Him.
Yep.
You know, that was just,
yep.
that helped so much to stay
yeah,
in that
sure
place.
Does. Well, let's talk for a few minutes about the times of, you know, the times of discipline, the tough seasons in our lives. Anything you want to share about that?
Well, I think we need to learn in those tough times to really release our agenda to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and release our lives in
yeah.
You know, that deep place of surrender. We've talked about it so many yep. times in the show.
Yep.
I'm crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, not I, but Christ living mm-hmm. in us. And just coming to that place of relinquishing. I love that word, relinquishing.
Yeah, that's good.
To relinquish our agenda to the Lord. Oh, we often quote this scripture in Proverbs 16:9. It says, the human mind plans the way, but the Lord directs the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can plan our ways.
Mm-hmm.
But if we walk in this place of surrender, just laying on the altar, so to speak, and laying our agenda on the altar, laying this timing stuff mm-hmm. on the altar. He directs the steps.
He
prepares the way.
Yeah. And Hebrews 12, you know, 5 and 6, I love that scripture. It talks about times of discipline and what we learn from them. And he says, have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? He said, my child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when He corrects you, for the Lord disciplines those He loves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're going through these
mm-hmm.
hard times, learning the seasons of God, and we're only going through it because He loves us, wants what's best for us, and He punishes each one as He accepts as His child. So, you know, we got to be constantly be positioning ourselves in a place where, you know, the seasons of discipline we go through, the waiting, it's just part of God's process.
Mm-hmm.
To bring about what He wants, and really so that Christ is at work in us and through us, and He wants us to really understand that. And again, I love your word, relinquish. You're right about that. You know, He wants us to relinquish our agendas, our ideas, for His timing, you know, because we can trust Him. We can trust Him for it. And there's something we call the waiting room, you know, over the
mm-hmm.
years. And we need to learn to relax in what we sometimes call that, the waiting room. And the waiting room is basically, you know, whether it's just timing to get married, whether it's just timing to start a business, it's timing to be healed, find a job, get a promotion, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for our house to sell, I mean, whatever it is. God wants us to recognize He's with us in the waiting room.
Yes.
And again, His timing is always right.
Yeah.
We can trust Him. And during the waiting room, He'll teach us all we need to know. And I was thinking recently, Laverne, you know, we often talk about the seasons of God. And, you know, as we said, you know, in Ecclesiastes, there's a season for everything. God makes everything perfect in His own time, you know. And if we can just wait on the seasons of God, because what happens often is when someone goes through a hard season, a very hard season, if we're not careful, we'll allow that season to kind of always come up in our memory, and that will define us.
It defines us then.
And we cannot let any season of our lives define us.
Yes, yes.
We need to do is be defined by Christ living in us. Yes. It's His life in us, and we can trust Him. It's His. It's all His grace. And with these leaders last week, I told them again when I was up in the mountains in South Dakota, you know, they said, how did God do what He did in our lives? Well, we know us. You know, we were chicken farmers, and that was a great season of our lives. And God called us to do what we did, but it was His grace. It was all His grace.
And step by step.
And day by day. And so now we're in a different season of our lives, and we're now embracing the new season. So I love to tell people everywhere I go, embrace your season. Mm-hmm. You know, wait in the timing of God and embrace your season and see what God will do, because you can trust Him. He's an amazing God whom we serve. So keep on trusting, and then we will pass the timing test.
Amen.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I think that's good.
Well, we want to pray today for any of you that are listening today. And by the way, check out the show notes. You can pick up the book, the Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership, on Amazon or whether the Devon International Bookstore or wherever. And there's some of the highlights of today's podcast are on the show notes. Make sure you check that. But we'd like to pray for any of you listening today, and you say, you know, this is for me. I'm in the midst of the timing test. You know, I have ideas for the future. Somehow I'm not getting there. And, you know, often we need God to require us to be open for people to help us walk through the timing test also in the midst of the timing. It's not just us and God. It's us and God, but God brings people into our lives so that together we can find the way of the Lord.
That's good to mention that, because sometimes in that waiting period, we need to truly hear His voice.
Yeah.
But we do need some trusted friends and trusted people in our lives, seasoned believers that can say, "Oh, you know, we'll pray with you." Mm-hmm. I'll wrestle with you, you know, in the spirit to find the timing of these things.
Jesus went to the cross Himself, but He didn't do everything alone. He did it with His disciples. Yeah. He trained 12 disciples. So often the reason we're waiting is because we haven't yet had the people around us who will help us to where God's called us to go, and we can help them to get where God's called them to go. That's part of the timing test. So if you're today saying, this is for me, I'm in the midst of making a decision, and I know what God's called me to do, but I don't know how to get there, we want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name,
Lord,
I pray, Lord God, You touch anyone, give wisdom to anyone who's listening to this podcast, who's right in the midst of the timing test. Give them grace, Lord God, to get from where they're at to the other side. Lord, teach them all they need to know in the process in this season. And I declare, Lord God, that there's no season in their lives in the past that will define them. They'll be defined by knowing they are loved and cared for by an amazing God whom they serve through Jesus Christ. And I pray blessing and peace and strength on them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
And amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for the Larry Crider Leadership Podcast. So good to have you with us. And next week, we'll be back for the last of the 21 Tests of Leadership. As we finish up this series, it's been a great joy.
21 tests.
21 tests of leadership. It's been wonderful. And so we'll see you back here real soon. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.